Yes, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night.
Yes, it's a
good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. And you've got everything to gain and not a thing to lose, cause it's a good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you've got it going to make a showing, and you've got the right of way. It's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a very good day for curing your ills. So
Profiles and folk as well tonight on this special Memorial Day edition of the show. We welcome the Connecticut Yankee Chorus. These guys have had a busy week, and they're helping us out on this special weekend as well with a one-hour performance here in our studios. I'd like to welcome you all and this to WSHU. And talk a little bit about barbershop music and barbershop choruses and quartets tonight. Maybe do a little bit of education. What are some of the characteristics of barbershop music?
That's a great question for our director, Tony Nasto, to answer. Tony.
Well, barbershop is one of the only two American art forms, generally American art forms, the other one being jazz.
Oh, hang on a sec. I need to get you in front of some mic.
They're not both right?
No, they're all forward.
Oh, that would make a difference.
I can edit this out. Just step in forward and answer the question again.
Yeah. There we go.
Well, barbershop is one of the one of two American art forms. The other one being jazz. It's based off of a melody and three parts harmonizing around that melody based on what's called in theory the circle of fifths. So usually the melody will be sung, and then there's one part that's above it, one part below it, and one part that kind of does a carousel around the melody, kind of alternating parts. Mm-hmm. It was started back in the late 1800s and has just grown through the whole century, and more people are singing it now. So, but that's what it's based on, four parts with a melody and an inner voice.
Yeah, it's got a wonderful history, and this group has been together since 1947, which is truly amazing. You don't find that with many musical groups, so that's even a bigger welcome here to Profiles in Folk tonight. Now, how is it differentiated? You've got the chorus, the barbershop chorus, and then you break down into quartets as well?
Right. The style is based off of four parts. So whether you have four men, four women, two and two, or, you know, 20 guys or so, and you can get up to, there are choruses with 160 guys, all singing four-part harmony. It just, all of the way the parts work together, either four people or 100 people can still sing that four-part harmony and still have that pureness of the sound.
Okay. Well, why don't we plunge into a little bit more music and hear these wonderful tones that are coming out of these gentlemen?
Sure. What we'd like to do is to go back to that 1800s area with a ballad called Kentucky Babe.
Skeeters are a humming on the honeysuckle vine. Sleep, Kentucky.
Kentucky Babe is done by the Connecticut Yankee Chorus under the direction of Tony Nasto, joining us here at WSHU tonight. Now, the repertoire, is there a fairly set repertoire for barbershop music?
Well, just, and Tony, of course, is that we're very fortunate to have him as our director.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Hart School of Music graduate, and he has really moved our chorus along significantly. And as he said earlier, the songs in the 1880s, 1890s became sort of the basis of four-part harmony singing,
mm-hmm.
usually around a barbershop, usually done just off the cuff and just by ear, okay, no music written down. But as the years went by, around 1938, there was a gentleman, Owen C. Cash,
right.
And he's a Tulsa oil man. And this was the days of all of the huge acronyms for government policies and plans. So he created an organization. He said, the only thing that they haven't regulated so far is singing. We can sing if we want to. So we're going to create a singing organization, the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America, or SPEBSQA to be short. Now we're called the Barbershop Harmony Society. So in 1938, it started in Tulsa on top of the Tulsa business building there, Tulsa Hotel. He invited 20 or 30 people, 40 or 50 came. It just exploded after that chapters formed to where now we have something like 800 chapters across the United States and all sorts of foreign affiliates. But the music itself borrowed from these simple tunes and then from what we call the Great American Songbook, which is a body of work of music that is traditional and is just sung over and over by many different artists. Well, we sing a lot of those beautiful songs. So I would say it's the Great American Songbook, but Tony is an arranger too, and he knows that nowadays any song can be arranged in the barbershop style, and he's done some of that work, haven't you, Tony?
A lot of songs can be arranged into four-part harmony, mm-hmm. And especially into our style of music if you have the talented people to do it, which a lot of our comrades in our society are very talented to do this kind of work. You can get songs. I mean, there's even an arrangement of Happy, you know, the Pharrell song. Sure. I mean, and people go nuts for it. Rhythm of Love is another song. I mean, we do some of the songs from the 50s and 60s, even the 70s. You know, all I've heard people do, I've heard it through the grapevine, you know, in barbershop. And I mean, there's a lot of spans through decades and decades of music that you can find. Almost any genre of music can be put into the barbershop style.
All right.
The Barbershop Harmony Society has a music library. And this music library has thousands of songs which have been arranged in the barbershop style. All the choruses, all the quartets can go in and pick from these. There are also arrangers out there who have arranged songs. They have their own libraries, and you can go in and buy arrangements from those people as well.
Right.
But there are literally thousands of songs out there for us to pick from that are arranged in our style. And in order for us to, when we go to a competition, we have to sing in our style, done in arrangements that are done in a certain way.
You're right.
And these people do that.
And there's not even just one arrangement per song. There could be 10, 12, 15, 20 different arrangements of the same song, mm-hmm. just from 20 different people or different voicings, and you put them, so many different options that, I mean, you could go nuts trying to find exactly what you're looking for. You can find something you love.
And this group has won some awards during the past year.
Yeah. Yeah, we, 2015, we were the small chorus champions for what's called the, our particular division. We're divided up into divisions, mm-hmm. Within districts. There are 17 districts in the United States. And there are choruses and so on across the, Europe,
right.
Australia, and so on. So we also competed this last year, and we won the Yankee Division Small Chorus Championship. We also won the Northeast District Small Chorus Championship, and Most Improved Chorus Championship as well.
Wow.
So we, in the past few years, have really made leaps and bounds with Tony Nasto as our director.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited about being the top chorus in Connecticut, in the Yankee Division, which is
right.
all of Connecticut. Poughkeepsie is also part of our division as well. So this chorus is top-notch when it comes to barbershop.
Okay. You want to treat us to two or three pieces
sure.
in a row? That would be terrific.
Even less.
And maybe I'm strong.
Beautiful music. And you guys look like you're having so much damn fun up there. That's what amazes
we
me.
Do.
That's the whole point.
Well, this is the Connecticut Yankee Chorus, and they hail from all over Connecticut and New York State as well. Is there a member or two from New York State?
Yeah,
there's one member.
There's one.
Okay.
One. Yeah.
I'd like to know how some of you got involved in this.
That's a good question. You know, Mike Pack, why don't you describe how you got involved? Because this is the son and this is the father.
Oh, okay.
Father, son. Right. So go ahead, tell him the story.
So when the legend has it that when I was about 2 years old, I stood up in my crib one day and started singing a famous barbershop song at the time by one of the top quartets called Sailing Away on the Henry Clay. And it went something like, listen to the whistle blowing round the bend. And I haven't stopped since then.
Okay. Interesting.
What about your dad? Mike, tell him a little bit how you got involved.
I haven't stopped either.
Yeah, I
got involved in 1957. Oh, I was in a doo-wop group, and we were invited by some men who had heard us and were in a barbershop chapter in New Haven. Okay. So we went down to the barbershop chapter in New Haven. Now, in 1957, I was 15 years old. And at that point, you couldn't join or anything, but I was hooked on barbershop. So finally in 1964, I joined, and I've been a member since, and we've been having a great time.
Thanks, Mike. Ray, why don't you come up and tell them when you got first involved in the music world?
Yes, I've met Ray before the show, and he's your oldest member.
He's oldest in age, youngest in heart.
Oh, right.
When you get done telling them, tell them a joke.
Oh, I was transferred from Boston, from Buffalo to Boston, and worked with a guy named Harry Martin. And Harry was a barbershopper, and he invited me to a sing-out one summer evening. And reluctantly, I went. I had an impression of barbershopping, which I'm not going to tell you right now. Anyway, I went to this sing-out in the summertime and heard a great quartet. The Rascals from Marblehead, Mass, I guess, and they were unbelievably good. And I said, "Wow, where have I been?" So that was in 1963, and I said, "Where do you sign up?" So they told me, and I've been involved ever since.
Right.
So that's how I got started.
Ray is our best joke teller, so we want him to tell a joke to your studio audience. To your audience, go ahead, Ray.
This is your shot.
A nun in New York City was picked up by a cab driver, and as they're going along, she said, "Why do you keep staring at me?" And he said, "Well, sister, there's something I've always wanted to ask a nun, but I'm afraid it might offend you, so I'd better not." She says, "Look, when you're as old as I am and been a nun as long as I've been one, nothing you could say would offend me. So what is it?" He said, "Well, I've always wanted to kiss a nun." And she said, "Well, maybe that could be arranged, but two conditions must be met. First, you must be single. Second, you must be Catholic." "Oh, I'm single and I'm Catholic." "All right, then," she said, "pull into the next alleyway." They pulled into the next alleyway. She gave him a kiss like he's never had in his life. And they're back on the road, and he says, "Sister, I've got a confession to make. I'm not single. I'm not Catholic. I'm married and I'm Jewish." She said, "That's okay. My name is Steve. I'm going to a Halloween party."
So when you see this group, the Connecticut Yankee Chorus, you get a little bit of humor as well. How does someone join a group like this?
Well, that's a great question, and that's one of the reasons that we're so pleased that Steve has invited us to do this. And I've known the Profiles and Folk Show for 30 years.
Wow.
Bless you. And I've got some cassette tapes of the recordings. I used to record every show. I'm going to bring some of the old ones in for you. So he invited us on. And we just want to encourage everybody out there, if you would love to sing, we just go to barbershop.org. I mean, anywhere now in Connecticut or Long Island, and look up for a chapter that's close to you. And then give them a visit. I mean, great guys, willing to help, very generous in terms of their time and their willingness to bring you along. You don't need to be a musician to sing this music. The only trained musician we have here is Tony. The rest of us are all amateurs.
Is that right?
Yeah, wow. We're all amateurs. We usually learn by listening to CDs. It's barbershop.org. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're interested in an art chapter, it's ctyankeechorus.org, and it's located. We practice in Wallingford, Connecticut, so it's a centrally located area.
Right.
Love to have you stop by and join us.
Yeah, I'd like to have every, just go around and just yell out what town you're from to give people some idea.
Good.
Our listeners.
Brantford, Connecticut.
Okay. Wallingford, Connecticut.
Waterbury. Old Saybrook, Connecticut.
Wow.
Clinton, Connecticut.
Killingworth, Connecticut.
Wallingford.
West Hartford.
Trumbull.
Bradford.
Trumbull.
Portland.
Fairfield.
Wow. West Hartford.
Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. So you can see our listening audience are getting up, can see that this is a group that comes from all over.
And you talk about singing. Now, Steve, I didn't realize it, but he always wanted to be a barbershop.
You're not going to do this.
We asked him to come sing a what we call a tag. A tag is a little segment of music, usually at the end of a song. And this song is Lily Marlene. This is the Lily Marlene tag. So I'm going to invite Steve Winters up here with our gentlemen, our quartet guys. He's going to be directed by Tony. And they're going to do the Lily Marlene tag. This is Steve Winters and the Profilers Quartet.
I'm just going to sing. I'm going to sing just Marlene.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Marlene. Marlene.
Yeah.
Don't go away.
Stay up here.
Don't go away.
Now, that has entitled you to some special treatment. Our president
some
will deal
special
with
treatment. Now that you've sung a tag to a barbershop song, we want to present you with this certificate.
Okay.
We want to make you an honorary lifetime member of the Connecticut Yankee Chorus. This is made out to Steve Winters. And of course, we would like to encourage you to come visit us.
Right. Okay.
And anybody else who'd like to come visit us, as Steve said, we rehearse in Wallingford, Connecticut. We're at the Wallingford Park and Rec Center, number 2 Fairfield Boulevard. It's right off Route 68 in Wallingford, exit 15. Very easy to find. If you go to ctyankeechorus.org, that's our website, and you can find directions to come visit us. You can find phone numbers to call. Well, actually, my phone number. If you need a ride, you can call me, and I'll come pick you up.
Do you rehearse weekly?
We rehearse every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m.
Right. Okay. Okay. You know, one question I want to ask, and, you know, it goes back to the history of this music, certainly. Why is it called barbershop music?
Good question.
I'll take that one.
So at the turn of the ninth, what is it?
20th century.
There wasn't TV, there wasn't radio, there wasn't iPods, there wasn't really anything that you could plug yourself into.
Right.
And so you had two areas. You had the men who would congregate, you had the women that would congregate. The women would congregate in the homes, and the men would congregate where? In the barbershop.
Barbershop, yeah.
So, like, and you know, usually setting. Every barbershop had a piano or you know, a guitar or something like that. And so somebody would come in and say, hey, I just learned this song. They would start singing it. And then other people would just kind of harmonize around it. And they'd get to the point where they, you know, get to a chord that, you know, had four parts in it and really lock. And they say, hold that chord. And they really felt the expansion just like you felt when we were doing the tag. This felt like how all the voices just locked together. But mm-hmm. That's why it's called barbershop, because it was formed inside that barbershop, because that was just where, you know, the men just hung out. That's okay. Where you went.
Okay, let's hear some more of this wonderful, wonderful music.
I leave.
I believe for every drop of rain.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls. What's up?
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the dark. Oh.
Things I gather, I made mention of just how much fun you seem to be having singing, but I gather that there's a social side to this music as well, just in the camaraderie, or no?
Well, now that you're an honorary member, if you come to any of our meetings each week, at the end we have coffee and donuts and things like that. And there's get-togethers where we call after we do a show, and it's a good point to mention our show, September 17th. We're going to be at the Katharine Hepburn Cultural Arts Center.
Oh, right.
We're doing two shows, one mm-hmm. in the afternoon, one in the evening. So we'd like everybody, if you like this, it'd be a great, fun show. And we usually, after the show, have afterglows, which is just a chance to drink a little bit, eat a little bit, and sing some more. So, yes, it is a lot of fun.
Right. How many shows do you do in a given year?
Chris, why don't you answer that question?
Well, I don't know, probably 8 or 10 shows.
Okay.
We do in a year. Some are big, some are small. Like I say, we do the Cape. This will be the second or third time that we've been to the Cape.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel very proud that we've been able to do that and that they've asked us to come back a third time to sing there.
Right.
We go out and sing at convalescent homes or, mm-hmm.
Valentine's,
sure. Steve mentioned Valentine's. We do Singing Valentine's.
So there's a service side of the music as well.
Yep. And we're part of Celebrate Wallingford. Wallingford has a thing that goes on in October, and we're part of Celebrate Wallingford. We've done shows at the Senior Center there. So we get around Essex Meadows. We've done Ashland Village, a lot of different places. So
right.
we get around quite a bit.
Okay, now the competitions, is it cutthroat?
It depends on who you ask.
Tony's the one with most of the experience in competition.
Well, Barbershop Harmony Society is built on fellowship.
Right.
But everybody strives to do the best they can.
Yeah, right.
And also everybody wants to win, you know. But there are courses going into a competition that have that chance to win, and some of the courses going into the competition know they're not going to win,
mm-hmm.
but they like to place as high as they can. And one of the things we want to try to do is to do the best job we possibly can. And like any competition, anything can happen on stage.
Yeah, right.
You can be what might be usually a third or fourth place chorus, and you're up in second or first because you had a better day than somebody else. It's just like any
mm-hmm.
other competition.
Right.
But right now we're riding high, as we said before, to be the best small chorus in our district and to be the Yankee Division chorus champions. We're number one.
Right.
Now, just to speak on that too, just because I have a really good friend in another chorus who's the director of the Silk City Manchester Chorus, mm-hmm. and they've been the division champ for as long as I can remember. I think the trophy we got had 13 plaques with their names on it in a row.
Wow.
So 13 years in a row, and this year was the first year that they didn't come in first place in our division. So,
yes.
You know, it's kind of a little, you know, friendly banter back and forth between me and my friend Todd, because he's the director of the chorus, and, you know, he... And he was a little bit upset when they didn't win, but I was able to go, ha ha.
Well done. Well done.
Yep. Love you, Todd.
Okay. Have another piece?
Let's do Happy Beginner.
We're gonna do a song that was actually made famous by the Turtles.
So happy together, so happy together, married me and you, I do, I think about you day and night, it's only right to think about the one you love, and older died, so happy together. If I should call you up, it best to die, and you say you belong to me. And ease my mind, imagine how the world could be. So very fine, so happy together, together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you, and you and me. It had to be the only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together,
so happy together.
Singing in the shower?
No,
we're learning my part.
That's where I sound the best.
I think that probably almost every barbershop will tell you that when we're learning new music, you know, we have learning CDs with our parts out that we sing with when we're by ourselves or
right.
whatever, and
okay.
we rehearse in the shower. And but the biggest thing is. Waking up in the middle of the night, realizing that you're still singing in your mind, trying to learn the song.
Interesting.
And you can't stop doing that until you know it.
Yep. Right.
So this could go on for a couple of weeks, waking up in the middle of the night.
Chris, how long have you felt this way?
I have felt this way for 32 years. That's how long I've been a member.
So we have an assignment for you, Steve. In that packet that we gave you, that award,
mm-hmm.
on barbershop.org, if you folks out there go to that website and go to the music category, you can go down to where it says free music. Now, behind the certificate is the music for Kentucky Babe. It's inside there.
Oh, okay.
So we want you to work on Kentucky Babe.
So
we're
going to
have you
really?
Do Kentucky Babe with a quartet. We'll get you the learning CD soon, too, okay?
There we go.
Deal? Folks, you just send a note in for our buddy Steve to learn Kentucky Bay.
I knew this group was going to be trouble from day one.
We're not tough. We love it when anybody comes mm-hmm. to visit us who loves to sing.
And I don't want people to be, you know, intimidated or whatnot. As everybody said, I mean, yes, I'm a trained musician, but all these guys are completely amateurs. Everything that they've learned, I've pretty much pounded into their heads with regards to singing. But even if you don't, don't think you're a very good singer, or you just sing in the shower or sing for fun, those are the people that, you know, grab onto the style and really, really make it really worthwhile for themselves. And if you were looking at us right now, you'd notice that none of the guys actually are holding music. Everything that we do gets memorized, so you don't need to be able to read music at all. Just need to be able to listen, remember, and regurgitate.
Excellent point.
We know that there are hundreds and thousands of people out there like us who are hams, who love to sing, who wish in another life they could have grown up and been a country western star or whatever. Opera star. Mm-hmm. We've got a guy over here who's sung opera. And, this is a place where you can go. You can go, you can have fun, you can sing your heart out, really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And
be a big fish in a small pond.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. You can go, I mean, I sang in a... For 12 years, sang in a semi-professional barbershop quartet called Men in Black. We got into the top 10 quartets in the world many years in a row. But we had the opportunity to travel through 26 out of 50 states, Canada, Finland, Sweden, doing shows for people. And you go on these trips, and if you ever wanted to be a rock star, you will find out what it feels like to be one, because you get to these shows and people go nuts when you hit the stage. You come out and you're signing autographs and you're selling CDs, and then you get to go home and you go back to real life. You go to work on Monday morning and nobody knows that, you know, a couple thousand people were just screaming my name over the weekend, you know?
Tony, how did you get involved?
I got involved in barbershop when I was 16 years old.
Okay.
I was cast as the bass in the quartet of The Music Man in a community theater production. My father was actually cast as the baritone. And it was a realtor who was the tenor, just a theater guy. But the guy who sang lead was a barbershopper, longtime barbershopper. And he said, I sing in a chorus that does this. And I had no idea. The only barbershop I had ever experienced was Music Man. And I thought it was incredible. I loved the way the harmony worked through, you know, when I was a kid. But I never actually knew that it even existed. So he said, hey, why don't you guys come down to the chapter, we'll sing for them, and then you can learn a song or whatever. We're having a guest night. So we went down, we sang for the chorus. They invited us up on the risers to learn a song with them. And over the next 7 weeks, I learned 15 songs and performed with them on their Christmas show. And I wasn't even a member until the next January. So, I was completely hooked. I definitely got bit by the bug, and I went every single week until I went to college, and then I continued doing it there. Yeah. So it's really easy to get hooked.
Is it possible with, I know this isn't the whole chorus, but to break out a quartet?
Sure.
And do a number or two just with quartets?
Who wants to volunteer?
I always love to throw curves.
Okay, what we'll do is we'll bring out one of the quartets that we usually feature on our shows. This quartet's been together for how many years? And 95 years. And their name is called Smooth Blend.
Do you remember your favorite song?
Remind me.
Anytime I find I'm feeling lonely, and I'm wondering just what I should do. Since I know your love is for me only, I'll write this special letter, dear, to you and only you. You know there's no one to talk with all by myself, no one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. In this behavior, I'm saving my love
wonderful you and I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
Just want to let people know that they are tuned to WSHU Public Radio 91.1 FM and HD1 in Fairfield, Connecticut, and 89.9 in HD2 in Noyac, Greenport, and streaming live on the internet at WSHU.org. This is a special edition, Memorial Day weekend edition of Profiles in Folk, and we are just so glad to have a music which we have never, in all the years of Profiles in Folk, have never featured. So it's a first for us as well as a first for you doing an extended performance on the radio. So it's very happy we've got the Connecticut Yankee Chorus. The director is Tony Nasto. The president of the group, who you've been hearing from, is Chris Hall. And Steve Azzaro has also been doing some of the speaking tonight. So again, we welcome you to, and really it is a musical treasure that you are for Connecticut. And I don't know what took me so long to get around to having you on the program. Just wonderful.
Have us back.
Sing Just a Little Street. We're going to sing one of what we call classic chestnuts. This is what we call a classic chestnut song.
Homesick, heartsick, nothing seems real. That's how I feel. As a flower's in May.
fascinated by the repertoire. How many songs are in your performing songbook at a given time? And, you know, do songs drop in and out? You choose new ones, you get rid of some of the older ones?
I like to go on what we call cycles. Mm-hmm. There's certain rep that we only sing in certain times of the year. So we know a bunch of patriotic music, we know a bunch of Christmas music and holiday songs, which respectfully most of the time only go in those seasons. And then we have a regular show rep of probably 20, 30 maybe songs that cycle in and out. We've probably cut it down to 15 or so in a show, but we always have things that we're able to throw in and out. But usually when we're learning new pieces, it's to replace old pieces that maybe are not up to snuff, if you will. Maybe they have old habits, or they've been sung so long that people don't remember how they actually go. You know, all those things when you sing a song the same way for so long, even if you learned it incorrectly, you're going to sing it that way. So, but we like to, what I like to do is really, when I came in about 3-4 years ago, these guys were, in our competition, we get scored out of 100. So there's usually either 3 or 6 judges, 3 categories, and they get each 100 points. Consistently, the chorus was scoring anywhere between 51 and 55 before I came. Now we're scoring upwards of 70. So a vast, vast improvement of what they have done in the past, but I like to use new music to teach them new techniques of singing and to really get them singing well. And the older stuff usually has to fall on the wayside in order to adapt to the new style of singing. Mm-hmm. So,
okay. You know, speaking of patriotic material, could you do a little patriotic medley since it is Memorial Day weekend?
Sure.
I hope I didn't throw you another curve.
I'm going to preface this, we make no guarantees.
From the rising of the sun till the battle's fought and won, we will fight for the right and defend our country. We're always ready for the call. We pledge our trust in unity through service or land. How in gale high shall our purpose be? Semper Paratus is our guide.
Going along, and it's high, I hate the army's on its
the U.S. Air Force and all the great air forces of America.
Connecticut Yankee Chorus, and again, they will be in performance at the Kate, which is a wonderful, wonderful music hall in Old Saybrook, and they'll be there on September 17th for both a afternoon and evening performance.
And I forgot to mention earlier, Steve, that we've invited the Elm City Girls Choir to sing with us, and it's a 30-member group. They're a special ensemble. And they're going to perform both in the afternoon and the evening and do some, they're a wonderful, wonderful group. So we'd like all you to know that out there, too.
So even if you don't want to see us, come to see them.
Yeah.
And again, that's September 17th at the Kate, both afternoon and evening performances. Well, it has really been a treat having you here at Profiles in Folk, and it's been kind of a good education for me as well to really listen and to learn about this American art form. And I do hope that it will attract more attention for you as well and bring a few recruits in over time, or greater appreciation of the music. So how can you be reached again? We'll give it one last time.
We'd like people to come visit us and come see more about Barbershop Harmony. Again, we rehearse in Wallingford at the Wallingford Park and Rec Center, 2 Fairfield Boulevard. You can also get a hold of us or check directions for our rehearsal hall if you go to ctyankeechorus.org.
Okay.
And that'll take care of everything. Okay? And like I say, if you need a ride, you call, we'll come pick you up.
And like us on Facebook.
There you go.
That's sure. My left on my head.
Okay.
Well, when I'm down, when I'm down, when I'm down, when I'm down,
particularly wanted to end off with. You know, I just sort of caught you there.
You want to do the song that we could finish every rehearsal with? There's a traditional song we can just
That'd be
we
fine.
Finish every rehearsal with this across the whole world. I mean, everybody has a song when we finish.
Do that.
Watch good will come our way.
two, three.
It's great to be a barbershopper.
Perfect, perfect. Well, thank you all.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.